Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. This is a show that I was guided to create many years ago so that people would have a place to ask the questions that they have about their lives and to get the answers from a higher source, instead of getting the answers from their own minds. While our minds are absolutely wonderful and they have a storehouse of everything we have ever experienced in our lifetime, when you are getting the answer from the divine mind, call it that, then you are getting the answer from a place that has all of the information that everyone has ever experienced in every lifetime. So you see, that's a much larger storehouse of information. So that is why I was guided to create this show. And I'm one of those people who has always been looking for answers. I've always wanted to know why. Why is my life this way? Why? I was always asking why. And now I am receiving the answers to my questions. And I'm receiving the answers from that universal mind. And I'm finding that my perceptions of life, the way that I was taught that life is or has to be, are not really true. When I woke up this morning, I was having a dream about moving. And it was an interesting dream. And I've had these kinds of dreams before. But in this one, I was moving, but I don't know where I was moving to. And there were these people who were there helping me to pack up and move. But then I was supposed to be moving the next day, but there were some rooms in the house that still hadn't been packed up at all. And it was just interesting to see what was there. You know, this wasn't a place that I ever remember having lived, to tell you the truth. And the things that were in this house were not things that were familiar to me. And so I wake up in the middle of this dream and I'm asking guidance, well, what on earth are you showing me? And they're saying, they're showing me the things within me that I may not recognize that I've kept. Beliefs that are running in the background that I may not have seen. And so I'm lying in bed doing releasing of beliefs, beliefs that I don't know about, beliefs that might in any way, shape, or form hold me back or limit my life. And it's always interesting to me when they are showing me that there's more than I know. You know, even though this is within me, you would think that I would know what was in me. But I find that with me and with the other people that I work with, we often have beliefs that we are not aware of. And so that's another purpose of this show, to show you what's there, to help you to see what you've been missing. I always find it really, really interesting, actually, to see what I've been missing. And sometimes I'm just kind of amazed at it when I realize something that I believe that I had no idea that I believed. So if you have questions about your life, about what's happening or what's not happening, who you are or who you aren't, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I'm also going to have the chat room open, so you can ask a question there. And you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. If you're interested in knowing more about what I do, how it works, kinds of questions. Because this is your opportunity to make changes in your life. Because there really isn't anyone more important in your life than you are. And that's something that we often have a hard time accepting or understanding. But we are always being loved and guided. And so the answers truly are there for you. Okay, now it is time for us to go to our callers. Let me open the chat room. Hold on just a second. And the number is, again, 646-716-5045. 646-716-5045. Okay. And our first caller is from area code 951. Let's see if I can get this on here. Hello.
Good morning. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Was that a dream you said you were having about moving in somewhere or something?
Yeah, I was moving out. I don't know where I was moving to.
Yeah, it's funny. I have those dreams, too. I have all kinds of dreams. I think they're supposed to make us feel a certain way, you know, just about, you know, things and some, you know, and all kinds of dreams.
Yeah.
Definitely
I find that mine are usually about letting go. So they're showing me what I need to let go of.
How interesting.
How is your life going today?
Good, good. Feeling pretty good. A little sunnier here. It's been raining all week, so the sun's coming out a little bit now, but I think there's another storm coming in.
Oh. Well, we've got the winds blowing, so it's sunny, but it's windy, so it feels colder than it would if there wasn't all this wind. That's the one thing I'm not
winter,
really crazy about for winter. It's wind.
Yeah, winter and the wind are here.
Mm-hmm.
All the storms and stuff. I guess they when they started naming storms, they were studying, they did it because they wanted to study the germs that were in storms.
Oh, really?
All the different viruses, you know, so we got like Andrew, and they wanted to separate them up to study the, because I think, you know, when storms come in and everything, people get sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the storms bring in, you know, a lot of germs somehow.
I hadn't thought about what they're blowing in.
but you never know what's blowing out there that you can't really see, you know. That's all microbial or, you know.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we need to use those dear innate statements about being healthy, so that no matter what's blowing in, you don't need to catch it.
Yeah, let our immune system, our spiritual immune system, work too, huh?
Exactly.
There is such
we
a thing.
Always
it's
have more choices.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
It's not either or. There's millions of choices.
Yes, that is true.
Black and white. There's all kinds of color.
Yes, there's more than 50 shades of gray.
Right. Yeah.
So what do you want to work on today?
Well, just health and happiness and probably wealth too. Wealth and health.
Wealth and health. Well, those are two really good things to work on. Well, let's see what they're going to give us for our wonderful dear innate statements. And I want to remind everybody that they can say these dear innate statements along with Nathaniel, and they will work on them as well. And if they call in, then I'll be given the ones that are more in line with the person. Okay, here we go. Dear innate, I know change is possible.
I know change is, urinate, I know change is possible.
Dear innate, I choose to change my life.
Urinate, I choose to change my life.
Dear innate, I choose to release the beliefs that are no longer for my highest good.
Dear innate, I choose to release the beliefs that are no longer for my highest good.
Dear innate, I accept that I am more than I know.
Dear innate, I accept that I am more than I know.
Dear innate, I open to that wisdom.
Dear innate, I open to that wisdom.
Dear innate, I open to the power within me.
Dear innate, I open to the power within me.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my own greatness.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my own greatness.
Dear innate, I release the ways that I have been stuck.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I have been stuck.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward on my path.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward on my path.
Dear Nate, I am creating an incredible life.
Dear Nate, I am creating an incredible life.
Dear Nate, I am open to receiving health and wealth and joy.
Dear Nate, I am open to receiving health and wealth and joy.
Dear Nate, it is my right to be healthy.
Dear Nate, it is my wealth to be healthy.
Dear Nate, I am changing my life.
Dear Nate, I am changing my life.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to loving myself.
And take a nice deep breath. Hey, how does that feel?
Good.
And of course, I'm hearing the song. I've got the music in me, so don't forget to play your music.
All right. Hey, well, thanks a lot, Barbara.
You are welcome. And they're saying go out today and do something fun, something outside of the house. Just go and have some fun.
Okay. I wonder, you know, my landlord wants me to do some chores around the house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to pay me $25, but he's a legal professor. And he's texting me things that I know are legally, you know, things that I'm on disability. And I feel a little, nervous about, doing that since I'm, like, on disability. I don't know if there's a certain amount. Do you get anything from spirit or anything?
They're saying if what he's asking you to do is something that you would actually enjoy doing, then go ahead and do it. If it's something that you wouldn't enjoy doing, then don't do it.
Hmm. Okay, well, I guess we'll have to think about that. I'm just a little more concerned about him trying to gather information to blackmail me somehow, you know.
No, they're not showing me that there's any energy like that attached to it at all.
Okay. Well, I'm just a little extra paranoid, I guess, but super.
Yeah. If you enjoy it, do it. If you don't enjoy it, don't do it. And let that be your guide.
Yeah. I might put a mask on because it's kind of stinky in the place, you know. So I don't know. I'm kind of trying to. So.
Okay.
But hey, thanks a lot, Barbara. Have a good day. I'll try to get
You're
out there
welcome.
And have some fun. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. One thing guidance is often showing me is that we get so caught up in our thoughts and our beliefs and our fears that we forget that we have a choice and that we can do the things that we enjoy doing simply because we enjoy doing them. And to let go of all of the stuff we've been taught. And the word consequences keeps popping into my mind. So I guess this is about the consequences that we believe. We believe that if we do this, then the consequences are that this is going to happen. Well, when we're thinking that way, we're actually making that true for us. But what if there weren't consequences? What if everything that you did coming from the love from your heart? And you weren't wrapped up in consequences or outcomes, because you're doing it out of love, love from your heart. Now, I will remind you that sometimes we do things and we say that we're doing them out of love when we're actually not, when we're actually doing them out of fear. So make sure you really are coming from that place of love. You have the ability to create from love. You truly do. But it's something that a lot of people fight against, because they want to be logical. They want to come from their mind. They want to do what their brain says is the best thing to do. Your brain is usually not coming from love. It's coming from survival, from the belief that the things that you do determine whether or not you live. That's usually what it comes down to. Now, if you're coming from that fear that you are going to die, or you're going to be hurt, or, you know, something bad is going to happen to you, that's coming from all of that fear, then it's hard to see where the love is. It's time to let go of the fear and to live your life from love. And that's one of the big changes that's happening on our planet at this time. People are learning to let go of the fear and to open up more and more to the love. So I encourage you to spend time with that. I would say think about it, but I don't want you to think about it. I don't want you in your head. meditate on it, but it doesn't have to be the traditional meditation where you're clearing out all of your thoughts and coming to that point of no thinking and blah, 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 blah. It can be more of a meditation where you're asking yourself the question. And the question could be, what is important to me? And just ask yourself that question. And ask it over and over. And whenever you get the answer, accept that answer, and then ask the question again. Because sometimes you have to go deep within yourself in order to understand who you truly are. And it's when you get that understanding that it allows you to make those big changes in your life, that it allows you to see what is truly for your highest good. And remember, guidance is there for you. So if you need their input, their clarification about you, about your life, about what you're experiencing, about what you're creating, then by all means ask them, because they really do want to assist you in being the very best that you can be. That's the whole point of it. So if you have a question and you want me to tell you what guidance is saying, then give me a call at 646-716-5045. Don't forget to press the number 1 when you call in so that that lovely symbol appears and I know that you have a question. Otherwise, you're just there to listen, and I will let you listen. But since you've gone through the trouble of calling in, you might as well ask your question. What have you got to lose? Just because I tell you an answer doesn't mean that you actually have to accept it. I'm not using any sort of power over you. That's not my thing. I don't want to have power over anyone. I have enough dealing with me. I don't need, you know, I don't need to go there. So when you ask the question and I give you the answer that guidance is giving to me, it is completely up to you whether or not you accept it. It is completely up to you whether or not you change. It is completely up to you what you do with your own life. I do not have power over you, nor do I want to have power over you, nor do I need to have power over you. We are equal, each and every one of us. We are equal. And equal does not mean that we all have the exact same lives, the exact same gifts, the exact same everything. It means that when it comes to who we really are and the potential in our lives, we are equal. And sometimes that's hard to wrap your head around, you know, because you think about, okay, these people are, you know, incredibly rich and successful, and you're saying I'm equal to them. Well, why aren't I rich and successful? Well, probably because you don't believe that you can be rich and successful. It's not because they have something you don't. It's because of their beliefs and your beliefs. Because it is our beliefs that create what we experience. And sometimes it's hard to accept that particular train of thought. It is our beliefs that create what we experience. And when I look at that dream that I was having that I mentioned earlier about packing up and moving, it was actually about me packing up my beliefs. And really seeing what they are, you know, before I put them into the boxes and take them to the next location, to decide whether or not I need to keep them. That is one of the things that we go through when we move, when we're packing up everything and we're looking at things and deciding whether or not we need to take this to where we're going. And so that dream was looking at whether or not I need to hang on to the beliefs that used to be important to me. And there was one part of the dream where I was taking pictures off the walls, and I have no idea what the pictures were anymore. But some of them were just pieces of paper that I'd stuck on the wall, and I have no idea why I stuck these pieces of paper on the wall. Although there were a couple that when I took them off the wall, I realized I stuck them there for someone other than me. Now, this was in my bedroom in the dream, so I don't know why I would stick any picture for anybody other than me in my bedroom. Not like I have a bunch of people coming into my bedroom, you know? So they were showing me that I had taken what was important to someone else and decided that it was supposed to be important to me. And so the pieces of paper went into the trash because they're not important to me. That wasn't even my energy. That wasn't me. And I didn't need to hang on to that. Sometimes when you are looking at who you are and who you are becoming, you have to let go of the things that you've been hanging on to that were important because they were important to someone who was important to you. You're not living your life for them. You're living your life for you. And we are coming more and more into that energy of recognizing ourselves, of making decisions based on what is important to us, not to others. We are learning to see who we are. And sometimes you have to clear out a lot of beliefs that weren't yours to begin with before you can see who you actually are. And so they want us to say a dear innate statement. So the statement is, dear innate, I release all of the energies that are not mine. And just say that statement and take a nice deep breath. And see if you notice a difference. Some people feel like they've shifted a huge weight off of themselves, because they've been holding on to energies that were not theirs. They've been letting other people's thoughts, ideas, principles run their existence. You don't need anyone else to tell you what to do. You don't need anyone else to control you. And you don't need to prove to anyone else that you are worthy of being loved. That's why they always want you to open your heart and love and accept yourself. Because when you are coming from the love within you, then you are complete. You are whole. You don't have to have someone else in order to be enough, because you already are enough. You were born enough. In the eyes of God, you will always be enough. And so that's why God doesn't demand that you do anything. And you know, we have these beliefs that, okay, I need to do this because God is testing me. Well, no, actually, God's not testing you. God doesn't have a problem with you exactly the way you are. It's you that is testing you. It's you that believes that you have to prove something. Those are your beliefs. And you don't have to live that way if you choose not to. And please, don't blame it on God. That's you. It's time for us to start recognizing that we truly are the ones creating what we experience. That we have more power than we've ever given ourselves credit for. That our lives truly are our creation. So just let yourself accept that. Just let yourself become so much more, because it is what you choose to be. Because you are the one making the choice. So spend some time just being. And just asking questions over and over in your own mind as your way of getting clarity and understanding about what is truly important to you. And then you can live your life from that knowing of what is actually important. And you can let go of everything else. Let go of everything else. And let go of everything else. Because you're not here for anybody else. You are here for you. Yes, you have an impact on others. Yes, you are blessed with loving others and being loved by others. But that's kind of like icing on the cake. You're here for you. You'll start understanding yourself. Start knowing what's important to your heart, to your soul. Start living your life for you. All right, that is what Guidance wanted to share with you today. And they encourage each and every one of you to spend a few moments every day just asking questions. Whatever the question is, just sit in the quiet and ask one question over and over and over, and let yourself get an answer each time you ask. Even if you're not completely aware of what the answer is, still let the answer come. And start looking at how that answer works in your life, as well as what that question means in your life. Because the more you understand who you really are, the more you open up to the love that is always there for you. Because you deserve it. You truly do. I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful week and that you enjoy December and the energy that is here for this month. The energy in December is always so amazing. And there's so much more love and peace and joy because that's what people are creating. And so experience that and let yourself carry that energy with you. Always, because it's not something that you just get to experience in December. You can have love, peace, and joy every single moment of your existence. The choice is yours. And if there's anything that I can do to help, then by all means, connect with me. You can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, or you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's contact me forms there, so you can contact me that way as well. This is about you. This is about your life. This is about what you are creating. Let yourself become all that you had meant to be before you came into the physical, because you did make decisions back then. Let yourself start creating the life that you truly came here to live. It's never too late. And you are never alone. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.